If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
I think sleep is probably the most underestimated factor or health factor, even though it has a major influence on our physical health. And one of the things I like to explain when I teach about this specific topic or coach about this specific topic is the fact that we live a lifestyle. This is different from what happened 10 years, 50 years, 100 years ago. We live a lifestyle where we constantly disrupt our body's natural, first of all, hormonal clock. And we spend 30% of our life sleeping. And then it looks like, and this is worrying for me, 30% of the population suffer from sleep issues. And there are some recent studies showing the fact that 50%+ of women are dealing with serious sleep issues. Now, when it comes to sleep, mental, emotional, physical performance, I'm sure you know about this, all are affected by the quality of our sleep.
Everyone, if you're looking to be inspired, motivated, educated, and entertained, you have come to the right place. Welcome to the Bomb Mom Podcast, the podcast where we explore your fitness, life mindsets, and actions that help you become unstoppable. You're worth it, and it's time to finally make changes in your life that will last you the rest of your life. Welcome to the Bomb Mom Podcast. I am Melissa Volga, your host. I am thrilled to share today's episode with you guys. It is a hot topic. We're talking all about age reversal and sleep and hormones. And it's one of those episodes that you're going to be like, Mom, you totally need to listen to this or pass on to your sister or your neighbor. So it's a good one. I'm excited about it. Hey, if you're new to the show, welcome. So glad you're here. I always forget to welcome you guys. And if you're returning, welcome back. And as always, I say this in almost every single episode, go back and listen to from the beginning. There are so many different topics that we cover. And I want you guys to get the full package. I want you to be here on this whole journey with me and really understand who I am, where I come from, how you truly get fit for the rest of your life. I want you to enjoy this episode, of course, but put it on like the daily playlist and start plugging away through all of our episodes. We're going to be hitting 200 episodes here before you know it. It's crazy. So this time of year, it's really interesting. I have so many people saying, it's weird. It just feels really, really heavy right now. People are like, did Christmas even happen? That's kind of how I feel. I'm like, did we have Christmas? We had the holidays, right? Did Halloween happen? Yeah, we trick-or-treated this year, right? I don't know. So many people during the holiday season, it was just felt not like Christmas. I don't know about you guys, but I had so many people saying that. Like, it just doesn't even feel like, it just doesn't even feel like Christmas. Like, I don't know. I had so many people say that and I kind of felt the same way. Well, now fast forward, we're in February. That weirdness just hasn't left. And a lot of people are just struggling with anxiety and depression. And they kind of go into this mode, like effort mode. And they're like, I don't care. And I don't know how to get it out, you know, get out of it. I need to do some work, you know, and I'll figure it out. And while you're air quotes figuring it out, things are just getting worse and worse. And I hate that. I hate that for people. So when I got approached to have today's guest on, I was like, yes, because we're going to talk about real things and the benefit of everything we're talking about and the side effect is age reversal. You're going to look hotter and your skin's going to look better and your hair and your nails and everything. So it's more proof for you guys that if you are looking to have a better life, you know, if you are tired of being in that F it mode and you're like, I don't want to be this person anymore. Like, and just screaming in the inside because you're like, if I have to do one more carpool or PTA meeting or like fly from work and home and do a crockpot meal and then get the kids to bed and then do all the things, like, I'm going to scream like Ophelia. You know, moms these days, we don't have an outlet. Not many women are going and finding themselves and still working on them through the madness and making sure that they do get enough sleep and they are eating right. It's like they're barely surviving. They can't wait till Friday. Yeah, I mean, it's true. Many of you are probably listening and nodding your head going, yep, I don't want that. I don't want that at all. I want you guys having a purpose. This month in Bomb Mom, my program, Busy to Bomb Fit Mom, we're talking about purpose. We're finding purpose in everything that we do. We have to write out 3 daily intentions. Everyone is making their bed every single day. We're learning how to re-show up for us, not because we're on a New Year's resolution kick, but because we want goals. We want to hit our goals. We want to keep moving forward. We don't want to get lost in the madness of motherhood. And it's so easy to do. And your kids don't have to be toddlers running around being crazy. They could be teenagers. They could be grown kids. You could have adult kids and still be like, oh my God, this really never ends. They still really need me and I can't get away. And you know, all the craziness. So we get it. But my reminder to all of you is to make sure that you're fitting in time for you, whether that's just creating space for yourself, you know, and getting away and meditating, doing a yoga, or if it's bigger, like hitting the gym, connecting with other females, eating right, really filling up on the protein and knocking off the sugar, the white flour, and the dairy. We talk about those 3 things in the podcast today. Huge tips for you guys to knock off those 3 things. Doesn't matter what level you want to take it, but make sure you're fitting in time for you. And this is what we do in Bomb Mom. And this is why I want every mom listening to this to become a Bomb Mom. But I know it's not going to happen because it's not a fit for everyone. Everyone says that they want, you know, to do, like, have the results. They all say, they're like, yeah, that's what I want. And then when it comes time to do the work, like 70% of you bail, which is fine. That's fine. I want to help you become the other part. I want to help you become the people that move forward. And sometimes that just means right now, you just keep listening. You just keep listening to the podcast. And then maybe like come spring, you're like, ha, I'm ready to be a mom. I'm ready. I'm ready to do it. And it's a journey. Larissa, our guest today, who I got to introduce still, we talk about this and how it is a process and it's not easy. It can be super simple stuff that like, I know I probably should get more sleep. I know this. It's not easy to do on your own. It's simple, but it's not easy. And we don't want you to have to do it alone. We don't want you to be stuck and sad and carrying around extra weight physically and mentally. We want you to move forward. And today's guest is going to, I think, really open your eyes to how simple it can be and how your health and wellness journey, it truly is this all-encompassing journey of all areas of your life. Like, oh my God, just wait till you hear it. Today's guest is Larissa Petrini, and she is an age reversal expert and an epigenetic specialist known for turning back the clock 10 years. She's the founder of Bodyology, a proprietary system designed to help high-performing women reverse their age and sizzle with energy and confidence in their middle life years. Hundreds of high achieving women have sought her help to get back in shape, overcome chronic fatigue, solve dry and sagging skin, and deal with moods and hormonal imbalances. All those things I'm sure sound familiar to everyone listening. Okay, maybe not everyone, but you could probably pick and choose several of them that you're like, yep, I get it. She studied health, nutrition, sleep, and epigenetics at some of the leading schools across the world, such as Cornell University, Precision Nutrition. She's incredible. She's currently working with celebrities and physicians from Switzerland, Netherlands, and the US, and shares her knowledge as a contributor for Harper's Bazaar, Elle, Forbes, and Shape magazine. Today's episode is not going to disappoint. So make sure you check her out on social media, her website, go to the show notes, everything will be there. She's also going to give us a free guide at how to turn back the clock 10 years. So check out all of that. Everyone, you're going to love this episode. Again, make sure you rate and review it. It's highly appreciated. appreciated. Shoot me a message on social media if you want. It's Melissa Vogel. Let me know what you think of the episode. Love hearing from you guys and enjoy the show. Hey everyone, welcome to the Bomb Mom Podcast. Today we have Larissa Petrini on. Welcome to the show, Larissa. Did I get your last name right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so thrilled you're here. Oh my gosh, you guys, between her busy schedule and my busy schedule, I think we had to cancel this twice and we're finally connecting. And the poor thing, she just told me it's 9:30 at night for her. It's like 11 in the morning for me.
And it's Friday.
Yes. Well, I'm so excited that we get to have you on the show because I am all about anti-aging, age reversal, and you are an age reversal expert and an epigenetic specialist, and you are known for turning back the clock 10 years at least.
I should say the biological clock.
Yes.
So that your audience will not be confused. So we turn back the biological clock.
Yes. I love it. Hey, I'll turn back any clock. You give me a clock. Let's turn it back.
We can change anything on your ID. We can definitely change lots of stuff at the cellular level, but not your age on the ID. So that's the difference, chronological age and then biological age.
Right. Well, and I say it doesn't even matter what that number is. It's about how you feel and how you look anyways.
Exactly. And you look amazing.
So do you. It was so funny. I have a new assistant and we were going through the files and stuff. And she's like, oh, and you have that podcast this Friday with that beautiful woman. I'm like, that's Larissa. She is beautiful. So
thank you. Thank you so much.
I have so many questions for you because we are bombarded so much on social media now, on TV ads and the cosmetic, you know, counters and everything. And it's so hard to differentiate between like what's real and what's not. You know, oh, this skincare says it's gonna, you know, it's anti-aging and it's gonna reverse the signs of aging. And then you see this ad on TV and it's all about taking this pill. And then, you know, you got all these crazy like face mask things that are all over TikTok and they're like, do this mask and it gets rid of wrinkles. And there's so much we can't, I don't know what to choose anymore.
It's confusing.
Up.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like to say we have too many answers. First of all, we have too many questions, right? And way too many answers to those questions. And we are confused. And I hear this a lot from my clients. I hear this a lot from every single woman I work with, they are super confused. And this is coming from food, supplements, skincare, the way they should take care of themselves, whether breakfast should be in or not, intermittent fasting or not. So they have so many questions. And my short answer is the right blueprint, if I can use this word, has to do with what's going on inside your body. And this is why I am so passionate about epigenetics. And epigenetics is all about personalization. It's all about looking inside at your DNA. And this is what we do. We have a careful look inside. We use a 200 pages plus report, genetic report. This is the most complex genetic report available right now worldwide. And based on what's there, based on what's coming out from that report, plus some other tests we run, we design a blueprint, a strategy. This is called an epigenetic blueprint for that specific person, even though we work with women mainly, I would say 98% of them are women. So they put this on rinse and repeat for the rest of their life because DNA is not changing. What we can change is the epigenetic part. And this has to do with lifestyle. This has to do with everyday choices, whether it's about supplements, whether it's about what's on our plate, the way we move our body, how much we sleep, and so on. So every person is different.
Thing.
It's a 360 approach. It's very complex. And I would say it's, we like to call it the user's manual for their body. It's almost like a body Bible or beauty Bible, if you want, beauty and health Bible. And it's super valuable. It's an amazing investment in themselves for the rest of their life. And this is the genetic and then the epigenetic strategy. So the blueprint, the genetic blueprint, and then the epigenetic intervention plan. And we spent 3 hours explaining what's going on in their body and what would be the short-term approach and then the long-term approach for themselves.
So do you gather like blood, hair, like how do you figure out like
saliva? Saliva is what we collect. This is a do-it-yourself kit. This is the case for almost every single DNA test on the planet. And then we also have a look into the blood work and what they can do, or the mm-hmm. type of test they can run on themselves. We also suggest a list of tests they can run and do for themselves. Sometimes it's a stool test, sometimes it's something related to the gut health or blood work. So it depends, of course, from one case to another, but it's a 360 approach. And if needed, we also collaborate with additional experts on this. Mm-hmm. So it's a multidisciplinary approach, so that at the end of this process, they will know what's the best for them. They will, first of all, get a shortcut.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way we look at this and the way we approach things for their health and beauty is very much, or has a lot to do with the root cause, or uncovering the root cause. So I would almost say, like, we are obsessed with uncovering the root cause. And it's a little bit the opposite of what's happening right now on the market, because most experts, even physicians, they tackle the symptom. You go to a physician and you say, I have this ache or I have this issue. They will give you either a treatment, who knows what's there, or drug for mm-hmm. that specific pain without solving the root cause, without even checking the root cause. So this is what we do. We uncover the root cause and then we propose the solution. We make a proposal with a list of solutions and the way they should intervene for that specific matter.
I love that. It's so in line with what we do. I mean, it's so similar and so different with what I do with Busy to Bomb Fit Mom.
Yeah, I would say it's complementary.
Yeah, very much so. People, you know, they come to us and to me and they're like, oh, I just need to lose weight. I just, you know, I need to do this and I need to get 30 pounds off. And I'm like, you don't need to just do this. We need to look at your food and like what you're eating every single day. How much are you sleeping? How are you working out? You know, because obviously your elliptical at home that you're really not even using isn't doing the job, or your spin class that you're addicted to, not cutting it, you know? Yeah. So, and it's a whole picture. And some women are so open to it and they're like, yes, because what I've been doing isn't working. And then other women, they're like, yeah, I think I want that. And then when they see that it's actual like work. Mm-hmm. You got to pay attention to what you're eating. And like, you have to see how much you're lifting one week versus the next. They're like, I kind of just want to go to a class and have an instructor tell me what to do. And I'm like, then you're going to get, I go to a class and have an instructor tell me what to do results.
Yeah, and that's 100% true. And I have the same type of conversation with my clients, and I explain to them the fact that weight loss is just a consequence of getting their health back on track, or fixing their health. It's just a consequence. Weight loss, it's not, and it's also a huge opportunity from my perspective. As you said, it's not easy. It requires focus, it requires hard work, it requires discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say it's an opportunity, I mean it's an opportunity for them to become more disciplined in general in their life, to become more focused in general. And I oftentimes say, if you can control what's on your plate, you can control almost everything in your life. How you do one thing is how you do everything. So take it as an opportunity to know yourself, to discover the way you operate, to learn how to control certain behaviors and how to become more, to have a predictable routine and be able to focus. And then everything else becomes easier in your life.
Yeah.
But it's number one, it's acceptance, right? They need to accept the fact that this is hard work. And it's so difficult when everything around in the society, on TV, in magazines, it's about the magic pill, right? Take this magic pill, and you started our interview with that. Take this magic pill and or use this lotion, potion, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And then you will get rid of all those wrinkles. Or take this magic pill and you will have the six pack or the magic ab or who knows what's there, right?
Yeah.
You will get rid of 30 pounds in a matter of weeks. And this is not, I don't want to say it's not true. You could lose the weight.
Sure, right.
The way you lose it and the level of damage you do or harm you do to your body and to yourself while you lose that weight, you could lose the weight and not be healthy or end up unhealthy. So Yeah, I'm so glad we are on the same page and we have the same approach, because there is a huge, still huge need and huge educational gap when it comes to losing weight the right way or the healthy way.
Yeah, it's just getting hard work and like dedication and consistency. It's getting lost. It's like not being taught as much to our children. It's our attention span. They were saying, like, you know, for like reels and TikToks and stuff like that on Instagram, it was like 15 seconds and then it was 7. And now they're like, you have 4 seconds to grab someone's attention. And I'm like, it's ruining us. And then when you take this into our industry, you know, and we're talking about health and weight loss and mindset, people are like, why didn't that happen in 4 seconds? Wait a minute. You mean I can't just eat this and then get, you know, like, it's just so lost. Like those three things of like the hard work, dedication, and consistency are just, it's just going away and it's scary. And that's why I think it's so important to have like people like you on, and that we keep this conversation going, that like, no, you can have the best life ever. You can get amazing results. You know, you deserve that. That's the life that you deserve, but you have to show up.
Yeah, one metaphor I use when I coach my clients, and this has to do a lot with what you just said, is to imagine they go to the supermarket to grab some food. They have no food left in the house and they need to go to the supermarket for grocery shopping. And then there is a red light. They encounter a red light on the road, right? So this is what happens when they plateau or when there is a bump in the road, right? Yeah. The minute they see that or they encounter that, they quit. They are like, okay, back on square one. I don't see anything moving on the scale for 2 days. This is a tragedy. Let me go back to square one. It doesn't worth it. It's way too much effort. So I would rather eat the sugar and eat the yummy stuff and enjoy that than keep going, keep going, keep going. And by the way, keep glowing. this is the tagline of our brand, has to do with not only with glowing in your 40s and beyond, but also with this drive. And I like to say the mountain without the top. So you climb the mountain and there is no top or no destination, no pressure, no deadline. You just learn to enjoy the process. I think that's also the secret to actually stay in the process for the rest of your life. There is no deadline. You don't need to lose an X amount of pounds by who knows what date. It's just about learning a new way of living, a new way of taking care of yourself.
Yeah. And that process, it's not, I was going to say the same thing. Like that process, it's not easy to do alone either, you know? Yeah. And that's why with like my program, there is real no end date, because everyone is just so different. And people ask me all the time, like, how do you fall in love with working out? Like, why, you know, you must love working out. Like, how did you do that? Like, I can't fall in love with working out and going to the gym. And I'm like, I don't think I'll ever love something that causes me pain. Like, I don't really love getting into my car and going to the gym and like torturing myself like almost daily, because it is, it's a form of like working to failure every time I go, but I love the results. I love all of the after effects of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And you can fall in love with your body or the way your body looks once you work out and you go to the gym and you do all the right things you should do for yourself and your health. And it's easier to, instead of focusing so much on how painful it is and how, it's not pleasant. But once you put, and one way I somehow conquered this inner chatter is to put my workout clothes. This is the first thing I do in the morning. I go to the bathroom and put my workout clothes on. I have no excuse after that. I'm like, if I put them on, I should also work out. I mean, why on earth I would put the workout clothes on and then sit with those clothes for the rest of the day? So I do the workout, I check it off my list and then mind my day and then do the rest of the things. So I do it the first. This is the first thing I do in the morning. And then I do some journaling and some other stuff, but with those workout clothes on. And then I do the workout and take the shower and the next thing is start working.
That's why I have my workout clothes on right now. I am never cute. I'm never cute when I podcast. I am always in like sports bra and ready to go clothes, because my butt is leaving this desk and going to the gym next. And like you said, if you're already in it, you have no excuse at all.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's talk about sleep, because everything that we're talking about in this whole journey and the process and the whole big picture, I think a huge part of it is sleep. Am I right?
Yes, absolutely. And I think sleep is probably the most underestimated factor or health factor, even though it has a major influence on our physical health. And one of the things I like to explain when I teach about this specific topic or coach about this specific topic is the fact that we live a lifestyle. This is different from what happened 10 years, 50 years, 100 years ago. We live a lifestyle where we constantly disrupt our body's natural, first of all, hormonal clock. And we spend 30% of our life sleeping. And then it looks like, and this is worrying for me, 30% of the population suffer from sleep issues. And there are some recent studies showing the fact that 50+% of women are dealing with serious sleep issues. Now, when it comes to sleep, mental, emotional, physical performance, I'm sure you know about this, all are affected by the quality of our sleep. Now, when I say quality, so quality is one thing and then quantity is another thing. Quantity is about the number of hours we get in, and we could sleep for 8 hours and wake up as if nothing happened. We are actually more tired. And this has to do with hormones and stress and some other stuff. And the quality is about when exactly do I sleep? And if I manage to help my body to get back to the, not initial, but to restore specific things, and I will explain them one by one. It looks like, and this is also coming from some very interesting studies, we sleep 2 hours less than we did a century ago. 2 hours less. That's a lot of time from my perspective.
Yeah.
And then there is another interesting information. And this has to do with the difference between women and men. Women need 9 to 10 hours, and men can get along with 7, 8.
Wow.
If a few years ago we were sure that with 7, 8 hours of sleep, we can move on and properly take care of ourselves, especially in our 40s and beyond, we need more sleep. And this is a sort of a myth that we, as we age, we actually need less sleep. On the contrary, we need more sleep. So sleep is force multiplier. It has the power to magnify the results we get from, first of all, from food and movement. So when we sleep enough, we eat less. We also have a faster rate of weight loss. And this is news for lots of women and lots of people. What do you mean? Like, do I lose weight more efficiently if I sleep enough? The short answer is yes.
Yes.
We are also more productive. We can focus better. We can perform better. We can take better decisions. We are way better at taking the right decisions. Mm-hmm. We are not in the fight or flight mode. We actually use the prefrontal cortex, fewer accidents, better immunity, better skin health, because you mentioned skin, emotional regeneration, better relationships. We don't snap at our kids, at our partner or colleagues or who knows who's around, right? Our hormones are way more balanced. We also experience a lower level of inflammation, and inflammation is a big topic today. It's kind of new, and it's also one of the reasons why we might do all the right things in order to lose weight and we don't. So one of the things we also do is to check the level of inflammation and put our clients on a diet that lowers the level of inflammation in their body. There are studies showing the fact that when we sleep enough, we also lower the risk of cancer and infection. The level of the pain is going to be decreased if there is any type of pain in our body, stronger bones, and then a very strong link between sleep, the quality of our sleep, and what is called the cognitive decline, or diseases that have to do with cognitive decline, such as Alzheimer's or dementia. When we don't sleep, we get the opposite, right? We gain weight easily or faster. There is a higher risk for cardiovascular diseases. Depression is there. We are less creative. Our social life, emotional life is affected. So I would say it's a serious topic. And one single night of sleep deprivation can make someone insulin resistant as a person with type 2 diabetes.
Oh my gosh.
And this translates into aging faster, decreased libido, This is a very interesting and important topic for women in their 40s, right? Their libido. And also, they are storing more fat than they want. And what happens from the biological and physiological point of view, after 24 hours of sleep deprivation, let's say we miss a night for who knows what reason, we were not able to go to sleep or we had to work or who knows what's there. So after 24 hours of sleep deprivation, we have 6% less glucose in our brain. And we also crave candies, we crave chips, we might crave donuts, starchy, sugary things, fried things, fatty foods, and so on. In a sentence, we crave more sugar, processed foods, and then more fast food. And what your body is trying to do, what our body is trying to do, is to get back that glucose. It's almost like a survival mechanism. So this is the very short explanation for why we crave sweets and we crave fast food after one night of missing sleep or when we go late to bed. And this is another interesting, very interesting conversation, the timing of our sleep. And lots of people know about sleeping at least 7-8 hours. But there is not enough, from my perspective, information around the quality of our sleep and the timing of our sleep. So while we sleep, our brain cells are reduced in size by about 60% in order to make what is called the waste removal more efficient. So this is happening specifically between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. So this is, I like to call it the prime time interval. Of our body, the same way we have the prime time on TV, we also have the prime time for our sleep or the prime time of our body. And during this prime time interval, which is again 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., there are lots of interesting things happening there with our hormones. One of them is melatonin. Melatonin is also called the sleep hormone. And this is the first shot, I like to call it, of melatonin happens around 10 p.m. If we miss that shot, chances are the quality of our sleep is going to be affected. And I know your audience might not like this information, the fact that they need to go to sleep around 10 p.m. And this is especially for women, especially for moms. Going to bed around 10 is very important for the production of melatonin. Melatonin is also decreasing in our body as we age. This is one of the hormones we lose as we age. The second one we lose as we age and is also produced while we sleep is the human growth hormone. And this is crucial, I would say, is the number one important hormone when it comes to breast cancer prevention. So when we miss this prime time interval and we go to bed around 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, maybe later, we also miss the production, or our body is not able to produce human growth hormone. This is also called the youth hormone. So if we want to have a glowing skin, if we want to look 10 years younger and to feel 10 years younger, one of the very first things we need to do, along with changing diet, moving our body, and so on, is to fix our sleep and make sure we go to bed early enough and we catch this prime time interval. It doesn't mean we only sleep in this interval, but the more we miss from this interval, the higher the chances to look older, to age faster, and to have hormonal issues as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, so I thought this would be a good time to give you guys a little bit more information on my online program, Busy to Bomb Fit Mom. If you are looking to be motivated, inspired, finally get off your butt and do the things that you want to do with your health and your fitness and your workout and your body and hit those goals, we need to talk. Busy to Bomb Fit Mom is a full online program. It's a 90-day program that's going to get you into the best shape of your life. Now, is it an easy diet plan to follow or all these amazing workouts that I'm just going to hand you on a silver platter? No. This program is going to love and support you. It's going to motivate you, get you heading in the right direction. But you don't have to do it alone. You're going to have an entire support system with you. You're going to have me as your coach, coaching you on nutrition, your workouts. I become your virtual personal trainer. So if this is something that you're looking for and you just need that extra push and someone on your heels telling you that you're worth it and it's time, we need to talk. Visit www.busytobombfitmom.com. Book a call with me. Let's see if this is a fit for you. All right, back to the show.
This is fascinating because do you know how many people are probably listening right now going, I don't go to bed anywhere near 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
I know this one mom, her schedule, I don't know how many nights a week she does it or whatever. It's often. She goes and she works at a bar and then gets home around 3 a.m., sleeps a little bit, and then is like up and doing stuff with the kids or might nap throughout the day. And it's just, she's always tired. She's always like on that schedule. And I'm thinking like, she's going to be so old so fast.
Like,
she's going to wake up one day and not recognize herself.
Yeah, it has to do with, It has to do a lot with what is called internal metabolic energy. And this has to do with repairing, strengthening, and also rejuvenating our body. This is actually what's going on while we sleep. And another important information, and this has to do with the same time interval and what's going on during the night overall, the highest production of antioxidants happens during this time. And this is important in order for ourselves, for our body to protect our DNA from damage and also to improve our brain function. So the reason why we snap at other people, the reason why we are cranky, we don't have patience, we are not able to focus, has to do with when exactly we go to bed and how much we sleep. And then what I like to call the quality of sleep versus quantity. Mm-hmm. So we could get, again, 8 hours of sleep from 2 a.m. till, who knows, 8, 9 a.m. Right. It's not the same. It's definitely not the same. One thing to test this information is to pay attention at the way we feel around 6, 7 p.m. in the night. So this is happening for everyone, or should, at least if we are not heavily on caffeine or who knows what other substances. So around 6, 7 p.m., we feel tired, mm-hmm. and we feel like, oh, I would like to get a nap or go to sleep, even though it's early, right? We feel like, oh, this is so, it was so, such a long day. I feel tired. I need to sleep. And then we need to prepare dinner and eat and so on. And we are a little bit more refreshed, back on track, if I can say it like that. And then around 10 p.m., we go back. It's called the energy second wind, and the tiredness come back. If we miss, I like to use a metaphor. If we miss the 10 p.m. train, I like to use this metaphor for our sleep. Like our sleep is almost like a train with wagons, and each wagon is a sleep cycle. So if we miss the 10 p.m. train, the next time we are going to feel tired again and ready to go to sleep will be 1 hour and a half later, which is 12:30, right? So we miss a very important part of those from those primetime hours. So timing our sleep, helping our body to use the right type of energy for what I like to call the internal housekeeping is very important. And I know it's tempting to watch Netflix or binge watch Netflix. I also binge watch Netflix, but I do that on Fridays and Saturdays, by the way, right after our interview, I'm going to watch something on Netflix. And I do that because I know next day I can, if I want to oversleep a little bit, I can do that. Mm-hmm. However, sleeping more or oversleeping or catching on sleep, it's something that doesn't work necessarily. We don't get back what we missed around midnight.
Interesting.
And we don't get back the human growth hormone. We don't get back the melatonin because our body is not producing those hormones in the morning.
Right.
In the morning, we get other hormones. We get cortisol. There is a little serotonin. So there are other hormones, if you want, scheduled by our body. So we don't get those back. The best thing we could do is to actually respect our schedule or routines, respect our rituals around sleep, pay attention to what we eat before going to sleep, also how much we expose ourselves to the screens, because those screens are signaling our brain the fact that it's still light outside. So the melatonin is not going to be produced in the right amount. Because of that, our body's confused. So there are lots of things. Some of them are pretty popular and we know this information. However, life kicks in and it's tempting, right? It's tempting to spend time in front of, who knows, social media. You mentioned TikTok, Instagram. It's easy, right? It's on our phone. It's pity we don't acknowledge or become aware about the effect of or the outcome of doing that for our body or on our body. I hope is the right way to say it.
It's so crazy listening to you talk about sleep, how easy it is. It's free, you know, like it's right there.
Yeah.
It's what we're designed to do.
Yeah.
And it literally affects every aspect of your life. Like every cell in your body, down to your DNA, like your hormones, your aging. Like, no wonder people just look older. And kids, you know, like the amount of sleep a teenager needs for their brain, and they stay up so late and they're plugged into their phones. You know, most of them fall asleep to their phones. I can't believe the amount of kids that fall asleep to a TV.
Yeah.
And my kids will never have a TV in their room like that. Oh no, you are lights out, fan on, you are tucked in and bed. And I've done that ever since they were little, but I fear for the generation now and when they're adults and how they're going to be sleeping. Like,
yeah. And my son is 16 and he's dealing with sleep issues. He's going to therapy. The link in his case is with anxiety and the fact that he is dealing with anxiety.
Yeah.
And anxiety is also linked with screens, by the way, and the exposure to too much information, and everything is so fast, and then they feel pressured because of that. So when we talk about the biggest, if I can call them like that, the biggest circadian disrupting factors, intellectual activity, and you don't need to write a presentation or to write a book or to be very much charged intellectually in order to disrupt your, or in order for your sleep to be disrupted. So being exposed to screens or even watching a movie, if you need to process the information and concentrate, this will stimulate your neurons highly enough or strongly enough so that the level of adrenaline will go up the same way as it happens with physical activity. It's the same way.
That's crazy.
And our brain needs at least 1 hour to shut down. This is what I'm explaining to my son. I'm like, you need, if you watch this and it's not an easy movie, you need to process information, you need to put things together in order to draw some conclusions or something like that, your brain will need at least 1 hour to shut down. So I would rather have you listen to some music if you really want to be connected to something, and just listen to that music and then go to sleep, then watch a movie. And of course, they are stubborn because this is, we were like them, right, when we were 16.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. It's interesting because they don't really care, but it's a lot of damage. It's a lot of damage, and it's not only short term, it's a lot of damage long term.
Yeah.
So
I feel bad for them. Like, we didn't have to deal with this stuff when we were kids, and it's, the struggle is so real. The worst thing we could have done is fallen asleep to a TV. Now they're falling asleep with this electronic that's, you know, and it's the swipe and the hit to the eyes and constant and like, oh
my it's
God.
The dopamine hit. It's there are changes in our body, in our brain, so hormonal changes, and we get addicted to that dopamine hit. It's
so
really
addictive. Yeah.
It's not good. And then another interesting connection is sleep and skin. There is a very tight connection. We don't really talk about that, but lack of sleep leaves our skin way more sensitive to allergens, for example, and bacteria. And due to the decreased level of human growth hormone, the magic hormone, the youth hormone we get during or around midnight, our skin will become thinner and drier. Mm. And lots of women also experience hair loss because of that. And this is something that I also explain to my clients because they want to look young and then refreshed and have the glowing skin, but they have a lot of sleep debt, I like to call it. So, and I tell them one of the first things you should do is fix your sleep. And then you have a look at your plate and we can talk about taking out sugar or taking out alcohol or limiting dairy products. And there is a list of foods that they should pay attention at when it comes to skin and having a glowing skin. But one of the first things, and as you said, the free one, right? It's free. You don't need to put any effort there, is to go to bed early enough so that your skin will benefit from that.
And that's, who doesn't want that? We're already fighting our environment and toxins and, you know, everything else. Like, the one thing that you can do that's going to help everything is sleep and getting to bed before 10.
Yeah.
I have to ask you before we, because I know we're cutting in time and you need to go rest because you need your sleep and you need to like chill out and watch Netflix for a little bit for sure.
30 minutes. Yeah. I have a favorite 30 minutes laugh and then I go to bed. I promise.
I love it. Balance, right? You're still a human. Like, It's all about balance. That's what I love.
Absolutely.
But I have to ask like about skincare real quick and like the misconceptions out there. Because, you know, we got the L'Oreal and the Maybelline and they're like, oh, the collagen boosting one and this, like, what are the biggest pitfalls that you see women fall into? Or they fall for these gimmicks and the advertising. That's just a load of crap.
Well, I would say two things. Number one, 70% of the way our skin looks has to do with what's on our plate. 70%. The rest of it, 30%, has to do with something else, whatever is there, whether it's sleep, it's hydration, it's there are minimal invasive procedures or non-invasive procedures, mm-hmm. you name it. I don't say lotions and potions are not important. We need and we should take care of our skin. And when it comes to the routine, the first step in the routine is the most important from my perspective. And this is us making sure we clean our skin or cleanse, I think is the better word. Sorry about that. So this is the best thing we can do for our skin to have the right process in cleaning the skin. So 70% is food. 30% is something else. And when I talk about gut-based beauty, I like to call it, very simple thing we can do if we want to fix our skin or to see improvements in our skin is to get rid of what I like to call the whites. The whites are sugar, white flour, and dairy products. And I know there is a very interesting conversation around dairy products, which
we could probably talk about that for hours.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So everything begins when it comes to skin, everything begins with proper nutrition. Because a poor diet, especially one filled with the whites, the three whites I just mentioned, can spread inflammation, can spread infection. And gut health and the way we take care of our gut, and this has to do with what's on our plate and how healthy the food we consume is. Our gut is the gateway to our immune system and also our skin's immune system. I like to treat this separate because as we age, there are certain things that we start seeing on our skin, whether it's about spots or aging spots or adult acne or inflammation, even infection. So we experience things we never experienced before. Not to mention wrinkles, not to mention the usual symptoms, right? Mm-hmm. So when we don't put the right things in our body and we don't focus on those 70%, in other words, food, there are lots of skin conditions we can experience. We starve our skin, first of all, of the nutrients it needs to thrive. And the third one would be hydration. So number one, awareness around the 70%. Number two, ditch the whites. Number three, hydration. And when I say hydration, I don't necessarily mean just drinking water. Another way, and it's very efficient, another way we can ensure hydration or proper hydration for our skin is to use a humidifier, for example, in our bedroom. Just an example. With cold vapors, this is the way we help our skin become more hydrated and look more hydrated. And this is a two-way process. So we do it inside out by drinking water, and then we also use a humidifier with cold vapors. And this should be there every single night turned on.
Oh, interesting.
Cold vapors, not warm vapors. This is important. We don't need to put any oils inside or anything like that, just pure water. And the reason is very simple. During summer, we use the air conditioning. During winter, there are heaters and who knows what else in the house. And the air is very dry. It's not the quality of the air we breathe and we sleep in is not the right. I mean, in most cases, I don't want to say in every single house is the same, but in most cases, the air quality is not the right quality, or the air doesn't have the right quality. Temperature is important, and this because we talked about sleep and skin. So sleep and skin, we can do certain things in order to optimize our sleep and also get some benefits for our skin. And one of them is the humidifier. Another one is room temperature. And then also, I am all for sleeping naked, by the way.
I agree. I completely agree.
Okay, it's super healthy.
I was just reading about that.
Yeah, it's super healthy. So let's take this into account at least and give it a try, even if we are, and especially for moms, when kids are around in the house, yeah. This is like, no, I don't even want to try because they might get in our bedroom and see us naked. But this is a great strategy for better sleep, among other benefits. So yeah, I would say hydration and checking and fixing the quality of the air in the bedroom, ditching whites, and then becoming aware of the 70% would be the very first recommendations I would have for skincare. And of course, lotions, potions, they're all over the place. I would not listen to a beauty or a person who's at the beauty counter and who's giving me advice. Not at all. We are so different. Every woman is so different. I am not for one size fits all when it comes to skincare. This is why we have a very strong pillar in our genetic report on skin and skincare, including what is called high dermal sensitivity. This has to do with your skin sensitivity and whether or not you should take into account minimal invasive procedures or not. They are not good for everyone. Some women have issues with their skin or their skin is more sensitive. They should pay attention to what type of lasers or microneedling or who knows what's there. So they need to check first whether or not their body can or and their skin can support that and then have a personalized protocol moving forward.
Yeah, I avoid those women at all costs when I go to like any type of store, you know, or passing by, and the amount of chemicals. The amount of chemicals that are in the products and the perfumes and the fragrances. I try to be so aware of all of that. We had a great pharmacist on one of the episodes not that long ago, and she was talking about just the toxins in the skincare and, you know, how much it affects everything. And then people are getting sick, you know, when all you need is
Because we absorb everything from those products.
Yeah, everything.
Skin. So it's almost the same as if we would eat those products.
Yeah.
I know it might sound like, oh my God, but it's true.
It's true. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, Larissa, I feel like I could just talk with you for another 4 hours. We could do like a 4-hour podcast for sure.
Yeah.
But I think this has been great. Where can people find you at? What's your website? What's your social media handle? We'll put everything in the show notes too, but.
Yeah, thank you. So keepglowing.com. This is the place where they can find more details about the way we work and how we do what we do. And then connectwithlarissa.com. This is the place where they can book a free discovery call if they want to understand even deeper. And then there is a free guide available for everyone at 10yearsback.com.
Oh, cool.
So that would be the third place for them to download a free guide. It's all about anti-aging or slow aging. I don't really like this word, anti-aging.
Anti-aging.
So slow aging or reverse aging tips, and it's really valuable.
Oh, cool. Well, we will put all of that up for sure. And you're on social media too, right? You're on like Instagram,
Facebook,
stuff.
Instagram with my name. So it's Larissa Petrini everywhere. And it's easy to.
Easy. Yeah. Yeah. We'll link you up too. We'll hook you up.
Thank
you again for coming on the show. You guys get a hold of Larissa, especially if you're looking to really help reverse what you have going on. And if you need help in coaching, like these are things that you don't have to do alone and you shouldn't have to do it alone. Turn to experts when you are in trouble. And this is what she does. And this is what she specializes in. Larissa, you go get some sleep now.
And thank you.
You go relax and end the week.
Will.
And I am going to go eat and then go to the gym.
Amazing. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks again. Everyone stay safe, stay healthy. Until next time.
This podcast is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information in regards to the subject matter covered. This is given with the understanding that neither the host, practice of the practice, or the guest are providing legal, mental health, nutritional, or other professional information. If you need a professional, you should find one.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.